Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37 from the Good News Translation. One verse of scripture we're going to read together today. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Come on, let's read it together. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone the messengers God has sent you. How many times I wanted to put my arms around all your people, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not let me. Three times in Scripture, it is recorded explicitly that Jesus wept. First, Jesus wept over Lazarus in John chapter 11 and verse 35. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. We read that together in our text, as well as you can read it in Luke chapter 19 and verse 41. Jesus wept in the Garden of Gethsemane, Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7. Jesus wept three times in Scripture, and in each instance, his weeping demonstrates his humanity, his empathy, his deep sorrow over the consequences of sin and death and rejection. Today, on this Mother's Day, I want us to briefly consider the second instance of Christ's tears, his weeping over Jerusalem. And in particular, I want to focus in on the metaphor that Christ uses in that moment. Just a little bit of background. Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel, was the ancestral home of David, Israel's greatest king. Jerusalem was also the location of the temple, the earthly dwelling place of God. Jerusalem was intended to be the center of worship of Jehovah, the only true God. And it was a symbol of justice. Jerusalem was meant to be a symbol of justice to all people. But Jerusalem had become blind to God and very insensitive to human need. The Jewish leaders had stoned and killed the prophets and others whom God had sent to the nation to bring them back to him. And by their constant rejection of God's messengers, they had literally sealed their fate. Jesus, he desperately longed to gather the nation and to bring it to repentance. But the people wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't let him. Christ entered Jerusalem six or seven times during his earthly ministry. And every time he entered Jerusalem, it was always intense. It was nothing like his ministry in Galilee. Whenever Christ entered Jerusalem, in each instance, it was emotional, it was dangerous, it was very intense. One word best describes this scenario that surrounded Christ in his moments in Jerusalem, and that's the word struggle. Struggle, an intense struggle. Especially in this final visit, an intense struggle is going on, so much so that it drives Christ to tears. And his tears reveal the depth of Jesus' feelings for the lost. Luke 19:10 says, he came to seek and to save the lost. His tears reveal the great love and longing that he has for the lost. His tears also reveal his great love for his beloved city, the city of Jerusalem, that would soon be destroyed. Now today, this day especially, I want to consider with you, and consider it also with me, that in those deep, most touching emotional moments of struggle, this final longing being demonstrated, this intense struggle that he's encountering, I want you to notice that the best analogy at that moment, the best analogy at Christ's disposal was one of a mother's care. In those deep emotional moments of longing, of struggle, of desire to put arms around and draw the people to himself, to protect this city from its destruction, the greatest analogy that Christ uses at that moment is the one of a mother's care. Jesus uses the metaphor of a mother hen to express the relationship he longs to have with his children. I love this. And as you know, when the mama hen sees a beast of prey coming, she makes a sound to assemble her chicks. And you'll notice every time those little chicks, they naturally, all of them naturally come running to her. And they sense the danger. And this is what broke the heart of Christ, because he, like the hen, he had such a longing to bring his children to himself. And the natural way of a chick is to run to its mother, but the people of Jerusalem would not do so. So they all naturally come running to her, sensing the danger. What does she do? She carefully covers them with her wings. She covers them, hiding them from the threat. Then she digs in. Then she fixes herself. She digs in. And she sets herself. She fixes herself and hides her chicks from the enemy, which oftentimes is an eagle. The favorite, one of the highly favored foods of an eagle is chicks. And this mama gives the clarion call. Those chicks come running to her. She puts them under her wings, and then she digs in. She settles down. This is the metaphor that Jesus used to describe what he's feeling, to describe what he's longing. Think about this, moms. Think about this for a moment. She sits herself in, she fixes herself, hiding her in her chicks from the enemy that would try to come for her young. And buddy, when she gets in that position and she's got those chicks under her wing, you don't want to mess with mama. She'll take on anything, anyone. I don't know if you've ever had an encounter with a mama hen that has her chicks under her wings. It doesn't matter your size. She's going to hang. She's going to come and deal with you if you try to mess with her. Now notice, in context, the Roman eagle is about to swoop down on the Jewish state. In fact, the symbol of the Roman Empire was an eagle. And the Roman eagle, as Jesus is weeping over the city of Jerusalem, longing to draw the people to himself, the Roman eagle is about to swoop down. Nothing can prevent this except their conversion through Jesus Christ. So Jesus cries throughout the land, proclaiming the gospel of reconciliation, performing miracles with one object and one aim, and that's the instruction and the salvation of this thoughtless and disobedient people. But they would not assemble to him. So the Roman eagle did indeed come and destroyed Jerusalem. Now, back to the mama hen. The hen's affection to her brood is so strong that she stays fixed and, being very, very brave, she will not back down, holding her ground against a much larger and fiercer foe. She shows bravery. I want to talk to you moms for the next few moments on mothering bravely. Mothering bravely. I truly believe that some of the bravest people in the world are moms. The mother of my children was the bravest woman I ever knew. My own mother was incredibly brave. Whether you're a biological mom, whether you're an adoptive mom, or a spiritual nurturing mom, motherhood is seldom easy. As Miss Jane was sharing earlier, motherhood is seldom simple. So I sincerely hope that today, in these moments, I hope that today is a reprieve. I hope that today is one of encouragement to you, Mom, one of strength. And I want to encourage you, if your mother is still living, may you find ways to honor her today. If perhaps you're struggling in your relationship with your mom, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will come and work deeply, and that there will be a healing and a restoration. Regardless, I pray that you will be creative in showing honor today to these amazing, brave women. If you're a new mom, I know you've been looking forward to this day. Or perhaps you're a mom-to-be, and this is such a word for you. If your mom has gone to be with the Lord, I pray that today is a healing mix of sweet memories and appreciation for the lessons that you learned from her. I am also very conscious that there are some in our service today for whom Mother's Day is uncomfortable, at best, even painful, at worst, because they've tried, sometimes desperately, yet unsuccessfully, to have children. And to them, Mother's Day can be a reminder of unfulfilled dreams. Some of you may have even struggled coming today. Others may have opted out being here. Struggle. I want to focus in on that for just the few moments I have remaining with you in this message. Struggle. Throughout the Bible, we find a variety of women who dealt bravely with the adversities of motherhood. You see it time and time again in the Scripture, beginning with the very first mother in the Bible, Eve. Eve was the first mother who lost one child at the hands of another. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse 8, in the slaying of Abel, the first mother who lost one child at the hands of another. The Bible, as you go through the scriptures, you see the adversities, how that mothers dealt bravely with the adversities that they faced and are so worthy of honor, so worthy of praise. Rebecca, Isaac's wife, who struggled in Genesis chapter 25, struggled with favoritism of her son Jacob over Esau. Such an incredibly difficult. And this wasn't a moment. This was years of raising, of encountering favoritism in a home. Jochebed, the mother of Moses in Exodus chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. This is a caring mother who had to give up her son. Watching her son as she pushed that little ark, that little basket out into the Nile and watched her son. Incredible bravery. Can you imagine the struggle on the inside of her? But I want to leave the following two thoughts with you, which we glean from all of the stories that we've just encountered, and there's many, many more throughout Scripture. But in these three stories, as these mamas faced bravely the adversities and the struggles and the challenges of motherhood, of maintaining their focus, of holding their course, of staying fixed in those incredibly difficult times, I want to share a couple of thoughts which the stories of these brave moms reveal to us. The first is, when relationships between mother and children aren't perfect, God is still at work. I want you to receive that today and be encouraged by that today. When relationships between mothers and children aren't perfect, and there are no perfect families, there are none of us who could stand back and say we've got it all together. None of us as parents have parented perfectly. None of us can see and set the example that we have reached that ultimate. Listen, we're all a work in progress. And I want to encourage you, Mama. I want to encourage all the mothers here today, when relationships aren't perfect, God is still at work. God is still at work. I think of Moses' mom. God was at work. Though she couldn't see, though she could not grasp, though the incredible heartbreak, the incredible struggle of giving up her son, God was very much at work. Amen. Mom, one of your most distinguishing attributes is your bravery to keep looking to God, to keep trusting God. When feelings are complicated, when things are at an impasse, when the tension is high, as Jesus felt when he's standing over Jerusalem and weeping over it, and there's just such intense struggle going on inside of him. The very purpose for which he came was not being received, to the point where he's to give his very life. And he stayed focused, even in that moment when he's being rejected. In those moments when they want nothing to do with him. In that moment when that child slams the door and walks out. In that moment when you just can't connect. You just can't, you're not on the same wavelength, and there's emotion involved. It's very intense. Perhaps there's anger. Perhaps there's words being spoken that should not be said. I want to tell you, in those moments, Mama, keep fixed. Come on, stay fixed. The foe may be great. The thing may appear to be so much larger than you, but you have a gift. You have a great gift on the inside of you. And I want to tell you, if you will continue to look to God and trust God, when feelings are complicated or when a relationship is strained, perhaps abusive, or even a broken relationship. Oh, Mama, just keep digging in. Keep digging in. And don't lose your stay the course. Don't lose your focus. For God is great and God will make a way. He is at work. He is at work. I often think so many times, even in my own life, I think of the children of Israel as they are at the Jordan River and the priests have the Ark of the Covenant and the priests take the Ark and they enter into the waters right by the shore and they hold that Ark. And the Bible says that while they stood in those flood waters, no way humanly possible to cross, the Bible says at a place called Adam, God caused the waters to stand still. At a place called Adam, that was many kilometers away. I studied the place called Adam, and it was many kilometers away from where the children of Israel were standing, holding that ark, where the priests were keeping their focus as the flood waters were rushing under their feet. Stay focused, Mama. God is at work in a place called Adam. You may not see it, you may not know it, but God is faithful. Secondly, God redeems our biggest mistakes and failings for both parents and children alike. God is a redemptive God. God redeems our biggest mistakes and our failings for both parents and children alike. That's what we glean from these stories of mothers in the scripture. God redeems our biggest mistakes and failings. I think of Rebecca, who dressed up her son Jacob to deceive Isaac. It was a major, major mistake. And Mama made that mistake. But God is faithful. God is faithful to redeem. Because of the incredible pressures that Rebecca was under, she made a mistake, but God redeemed that mistake. Be reminded today, dear Mom, of the nearness of God's presence, even in those moments of imperfection and hurt and loss. And perhaps not the way you would have chosen motherhood. I want to encourage you that God is a very present help in the time of trouble and in the time of need. All of us are human. All of us are seeking to hold our course and stay focused. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, God will grant unto us that strength that we need. Mama, be brave. Stay brave. You're raising kids in one of the craziest times in the history of the world, really. And God is right there with you. His presence is with you. He will give you wisdom. He will bring redemption in times when you've made a mistake or you failed. God is right there, because you fail does not mean you're a failure. God is with us all and bringing us into that place. I close with this. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord, is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. We honor you today, moms. Happy Mother's Day to you. Every mom to be, every spiritual nurturing mom, every single mom, every adoptive mom, we honor you today and we bless you today. Stay the course. Stay fixed. Dig in. Come on, your work is great and is so honorable. I love you with the love of the Lord. I just thank you, Father, for your incredible blessings upon every mom. I thank you today as we celebrate these incredible people. Thank you for their bravery. Thank you for their heart. Refresh them today. Encourage them today. Let this day be so amazing. Let this day be unforgettable. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you that just like that mama hen, you stayed the course. You dug in. You stayed fixed, even though you were rejected by those you loved so much. You stayed faithful and you stayed true and you completed the course. You went to the cross. You died and rose again, triumphant over hell and the grave for us. And we run to you today, Lord. We have heard the call and we run to your safety. Thank you for lifting every one of us up today and bringing us into that place of fullness and goodness. And we give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, Miss Jane said something that is so true. I think probably most of us are here today and we're standing in this place born again because of a mother or a grandmother who just prayed and sought God. I know my own father is a product of his mother's prayers. And I tell you, even my own family were products of my mother's praying and pressing in. Thank you, moms, for all you are and for all you do. Have a great day, mama. Have an amazing day, everybody, an amazing week.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.